Many times in a Southeast Alaska community, a pole raising means a carved totem pole unveiled to honor a family, place, or event. But last week, several dozen gathered in Haines to unveil a different kind of pole in awareness of domestic violence. From member station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer reports.
The pole outside the downtown gallery is not carved or made of wood. It has metal rings of different designs created by several people using a variety of mediums. Some of the rings are painted. One has glass beads, and another has an entire poem sketched on it. Some of the artwork is only significant to the artist, but putting the issue of domestic violence on public display is what the effort is all about.
It's the community, and we're coming together and we're saying, yes, it does exist, and yes, as a community, we're going to address it. I think healing comes in admitting there's a problem, and this, as we've joined together and united, are admitting that there is a problem and we're doing something about it.
That's Jackie Majakis, the Domestic Violence Education Coordinator in Haines. She said the poll can also show those most affected by violence that there are resources and support for them in the community.
My hope is when people drive by and they see it, it will be a constant reminder, and the victims will know they themselves are not alone, that we as the community are there for them.
Gallery owner Sue Folletti came up with the idea for the poll. It's a work in progress, and she expects other people will add to it. Some of the artists that contributed were at its unveiling last week. Lunch was served, and people huddled in the wind as the ceremony opened with dancing and prayer. A specially made drum was also unveiled and used in the dancing, as the audience was invited to join in the killer whale song. Emotions bubbled to the surface as the pole was unveiled. Former Haines Mayor Jan Hill said its prominent location in downtown will help expose the issue of domestic violence in the community.
Domestic violence has been the elephant in the room for a long time, and people don't want to talk about it. It's not a pleasant thing, but we want to make our community aware of how serious it is and how serious we take this issue.
Representatives from AWARE were also present. AWARE stands for Aiding Women in Abuse and Rape Emergencies. The Juno agency provides domestic violence outreach across Southeast Alaska. Leona Santiago works at AWARE but grew up in Haines. She spoke about how ancestors were present at the ceremony, supporting the community and those suffering from abuse.
Whenever we as Native people gather and we open with prayer and songs, we believe our ancestors come. They come and support us. And basically I was letting everybody there know that it wasn't just our Native ancestors, it was everybody's ancestors that was there, because it isn't just Native people.
The drum at the event was created as a healing tool, she said. On the face of the drum is painted the logo of the Haines Domestic Violence Task Force, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Santiago said the drum has special significance for people all over Southeast Alaska.
You know, it wasn't just significant of Haines and Klukwan. It's significant of all the other communities in Southeast, because that's kind of an echo over the mountains, the drum is, you know. And it's a healing drum. And also we think of the women that have died because of domestic violence or sexual assault.
In Haines, this is Margaret Friedenauer.